John Wicks of the Records, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
This broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Diane Valden reports for the Columbia paper that a representative of RUPCO, the Rural Ulster Preservation Company, recently toured the old Rojan School in Copaic to consider for possible housing. The main Rojan building was built in 1932 and has more than 97,000 square feet of space on 39.3 acres of land. The building has been vacant since 1999, when the Taconic Hills School District moved its students to a new K-12 campus on County Route 11A in Craryville. Ankrum Town Board member Bonnie Hunt, a member of the Rojan Workforce Housing Task Force, said she contacted RUPCO about the availability of the old school and to get their assessment of its possibilities. Hunt said the nonprofit, quote, seemed to be quite interested, unquote, in the Rojan building, which has extensive grounds, noting the organization prefers, quote, rehabbing as opposed to building new, unquote. Board member Amy Gold, who went on the tour with the representative, said that the original intent was to assess the building for workforce housing. She said, though the building, quote, is in terrible disrepair, unquote, and much of it would have to be torn down, the representative thought there were elements of it that could be salvaged to maintain its historical designation. Gold said the RUPCO rep said, quote, he could see it as a multi-use project with senior housing, affordable housing, a community center, and shops, unquote. Hunt said at this point in the Rojan Task Force is just gathering information and is awaiting final word from RUPCO about whether a housing project at the old school is something the nonprofit wants to pursue. Read more about the story in the Columbia paper.
Roger Hannigan Gilson reports in the Times Union that at least three New York Republicans who received political contributions from new Long Island Representative George Santos are returning the cash, but Mark Molinaro is not one of them. Santos is under several investigations for a mountain of lies about his personal life, family, and campaign financial accounts. Santos loaned his campaign more than $700,000 when he reported only $50,000 in assets in 2020, and then donated $12,000 to at least a dozen Republican candidates. So far, at least three Republicans, Representative Anthony D'Esposito, Nassau County Comptroller Elaine Phillips, and Suffolk County District Attorney Ray Torini, have returned the donations, but Molinaro, who received $1,000, has not. Molinaro just began representing the 19th Congressional District, which includes Greene and Columbia counties. Molinaro released a statement saying only, and I quote, "I came to Congress to be upstate New York's voice in Congress. Revelations from my colleague are disappointing and distract from the important work ahead of us. He must deal directly with his constituents openly and unflaggingly honest. I learned a long time ago, as a kid mayor, to be honest and transparent. They deserve no less," end quote. On January 9th, the Campaign Legal Center filed a complaint about Santos with the Federal Election Commission, accusing Santos of illegally using campaign funds to pay personal expenses and of concealing the source of more than $700,000 that a New York Republican loaned his campaign. Many New York Republicans have called for Santos to resign, but Molinaro has not. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Columbia Green Media reports that a section of Greenport's Beecraft Firehouse has been ordered closed by the town code enforcement officer, citing structural damage. The firehouse is located at 257 County Route 14. The part of the building closed by code enforcement houses the fire department's tanker truck, so the department has moved the truck to the Livingston Fire Department, more than 5 miles away. Quote, "It's definitely affecting response times," unquote, Fire Chief John Olenfertruck Jr. said. Quote, "Firefighters need to drive roughly 8 minutes south to Livingston and 8 minutes back north with the truck. If the calls is in the northern end of Greenport, that's another 8 to 10 minutes of response time," unquote, the chief said. In December, large cracks were found in the cement outer block walls. Quote, "If you push hard enough on the front wall where the garage door is located, you can see it move," unquote, owner Fertruck said. "There is also water damage above the ceilings in the fire truck bays. Emergency repairs are slated to begin soon, but those repairs will not last forever," the chief said. The company is exploring a plan to build a new firehouse on the site, a proposal similar to the $1.7 million plan rejected by fire district voters in November 2011 that would have added a three-bay garage adjacent to the existing building. The Beecraft Station building was built in 1931. A single truck bay was added in the early 1960s, and a second was added in the 1970s, owner Truck said. Greenport is the second busiest fire district in Columbia County, logging close to 250 calls in 2022. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com.
In Representative Mark Molinaro's first week in Congress, he has broken several campaign promises, and while running as a moderate, he has voted as a conservative. On March 15, 2022, Molinaro, a Republican, wrote on Twitter, and I quote, "Day one, I introduce a bill to implement broader protections and services for those with disabilities," end quote. Molinaro has yet to introduce such a bill. During his campaign against Democrat Josh Riley, the former Dutchess County executive said he believes abortion should be, and I quote, "rare, safe, and legal," end quote. But Molinaro has voted on the so-called pro-life side twice in his first week in office. On January 11th, Molinaro voted for the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act, voting with Republican Elise Stefanik and against local Democrats Paul Tonko and Pat Ryan. Molinaro and Stefanik also voted for a resolution, and I quote, "expressing the sense of Congress condemning the recent attacks on pro-life facilities, groups, and churches," end quote, while Tonko and Ryan voted against. None of those bills are expected to pass the Democrat-controlled Senate or to be signed by President Joe Biden into law. Molinaro did co-sponsor H.R. 22, which would stop the sale and export of crude oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to China.
Philip Pantuzzo and Lana Bellamy are reporting in the Times Union that U.S. Representative Mark Molinaro and Mike Lawler, January 12th, joined other members of the state GOP congressional delegation, now calling on U.S. Representative George Santos to resign. Freshman Hudson Valley Representative Molinaro said Santos should not continue to serve in the 118th Congress. He said in a statement, quote, George Santos's dishonesty has eroded his ability to represent his neighbors and serve in Congress. I don't see how he can continue, unquote. When asked for clarification, Molinaro's communication director Dan Krantz texted, quote, yes, that statement means he thinks he should resign, unquote. Molinaro failed to respond directly when asked about a $1,000 campaign contribution accepted by his campaign from then-candidate Santos. In a statement from his office, Lawler, Molinaro's 17th congressional district colleague, also said Santos should step down. Quote, it is clear that George Santos has lost the confidence and support of his party, his constituents, and his colleagues. With the extent and severity of the allegations against him, his inability to take full responsibility for his conduct, and the numerous investigations underway, I believe he is unable to fulfill his duties and should resign, unquote. Six of the 11 Republicans in New York's congressional delegation are now calling on Santos to quit. Lawler, Molinaro, former state GOP chair Nick Langworthy, Nick LaLotta, Brandon Williams, and Anthony D'Esposito. However, U.S. Representative Elise Stefanik, the House Republican Conference chair, who represents the 21st district in the North Country, has said nothing about Santos since the first New York Times story in December, raising doubts about the biographical claims of the Long Island congressperson. Stefanik's office did not respond to multiple requests on January 12th for comment about Santos. During his run for Congress, Santos's campaign donated $12,000 to at least a dozen Republican candidates, seven of whom won their races. Three of the New York Republicans who received political contributions from Santos, U.S. Representative D'Esposito, Nassau County Comptroller Elaine Phillips, and Suffolk County District Attorney Ray Tierney, have returned the cash or pledged to do so. A fourth, Suffolk County Legislator Anthony Piccirillo, said he would donate the money. Santos has said he will not resign and will only leave office if voted out. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
WRIC reports that New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand announced her reelection campaign in an email to supporters on January 12th. The email said, and I quote, I wanted you to hear it first. Kirsten is running for reelection to the United States Senate in 2024, end quote. Gillibrand is 56 and has been New York's junior senator since 2009, when Hillary Clinton vacated the seat to become Secretary of State. Gillibrand is best known for championing bills against sexual harassment and military sexual assault, and led the charge asking Senator Al Franken to resign after sexual harassment allegations surfaced against him. Before she was senator, Gillibrand was the representative for the 19th Congressional District, including Greene and Columbia counties. Read more about this story at WRIC.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Friday, rain is likely before 1 p.m. Then a chance of showers, mainly between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy, with the temperature falling to around 41 degrees by 5 p.m. Friday night, mostly cloudy, with a temperature low of around 26 degrees. And on Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 32 degrees. And Saturday night, mostly clear with a temperature low of around 20 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Friday, January 13th is your lucky day to tune in all sorts of creative community voices on 90.7 FM. Including at 10 a.m., it's time for the Global Agogo Show, counting down some of the best music of last year again this week. The Sugar Shack Jukebox is on at noon, live from the WGXC Hudson Studio in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street, with Jared Wiggishud and all sorts of new funk, R&B, rock, pop, and more. We're live from Acre at 4 p.m. on the WGXC Afternoon Show, live from Catskill at 6 p.m. on Clubhouse Radio with local teenagers playing music and telling stories for an hour until it's time for the Bound by Books show with Hudson teenagers talking about what they've been reading. Then at 8 p.m. it's time for the local music show Hudson Valley Sounds, and at 10, Shavar Thomas is in Hudson with the Friday Night Vibe session on 90.7 FM WGXC.
Get a local event mentioned on All Together Now. Go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
Columbia County-based jazz drummer Bobby Previtt plays with Ray Anderson, and Boar, which is Maeve Charlotte and Zoots Houston, also perform on Friday, January 20th at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. WGXC will have a webcast of the entire show and will broadcast the show from 8 to 10 p.m. on 90.7 FM. Previtt is a Columbia County-based drummer and composer who has heard international praise, and Anderson has transferred Dick Griffin's multiphonic technique on the trombone to his own singing voice, enabling him to simultaneously blend several pitches to the point where he sounds like a blues-inflected Tuvan throat singer. Maeve Charlotte and Zoots Houston also perform on the show. The Avalon Lounge in Catskill on Friday, January 20th. Turn out to the Avalon Lounge or tune in a WGXC web stream and broadcast at WGXC.org.
Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I signed an order appointing Robert Herr as special counsel for the matter I've just described. The document authorizes him to investigate whether any person or entity violated the law in connection with this matter.
Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed a special counsel to investigate classified documents found in President Joe Biden's possession. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says Congress will also investigate following the recovery of the documents at the president's former office and his home in Delaware.
Another faux pas by the Biden administration, but treating law differently based upon your political beliefs. Treats one President Trump one way, but treats President Biden a whole different way.
McCarthy called out the Justice Department for the handling of how the search of former President Donald Trump's home was executed compared to President Biden's. Biden said the American public knows how seriously he takes classified documents and highlighted his administration's willingness to work with the Justice Department.
We're going to get a chance to speak on all this, God willing, soon. But as I said earlier this week, people, and by the way, my Corvette's in a locked garage. Okay, so it's not like you're sitting out in the street.
Newly sworn in New York Republican Representative George Santos continues to face escalating calls for his resignation amid scrutiny over lies told during his campaign, and says he would do so under special circumstances.
142 people asked for me to resign, I'll resign.
Santos later clarified he would resign if the more than 142,000 people of his New York 3rd congressional district wanted him to. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says it's clear to him Santos is not fit to serve in Congress.
Well, the spectacle that is George Santos speaks for itself. He's a complete and total fraud.
President Biden celebrated the news Thursday that inflation fell for the first time in more than 2 years and credits his economic policies for the drop. According to the Labor Department, inflation eased to 6.5% in December. While consumer prices remain high, the president said the rate at which they're increasing has diminished. According to the latest data from 538's aggregation of polls, President Biden's approval rating has reached its highest point since October 2021 at 44.1%. Nebraska Republican Governor Jim Polen announced Thursday he would appoint former Governor Pete Ricketts to the U.S. Senate following Ben Sasse's departure earlier this week. Finally, on her first day in office, Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders banned the term Latinx from official use in the state government. Latinx is a gender-neutral alternative to Hispanic and Latino. Some say it's the latest move of the anti-woke agenda GOP leaders are pursuing. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our A-Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We're contrasting yesterday's report on Ohio's new restrictions on voter ID, drop boxes, and early voting with news of a sweeping pro-voter bill introduced January 4th in Minnesota, increasing access to the polls and facilitating civic engagement. The Minnesota Reformer and Democracy Docket report the HF3 Democracy for the People Act would allow 16 and 17-year-olds to pre-register to vote and would restore voting rights to felons on or having completed parole. The bill would also allow eligible voters to be added to a permanent mail-in voting list and to register to vote at the Minnesota Department of Safety, Human Services, and other state agencies. The change would assist as many as 450,000 Minnesotans to register and update their registration each year. After threats to Minnesota election workers after the 2020 election, the act would establish civil and criminal penalties for such harassment and does the same for voter intimidation and deception. In a move against special interest influence, the bill creates a program for small donor funding of elections. Two $25 vouchers are given to each voter, who may donate them to the political party or candidate committee of their choice. With a legislature and governor friendly to pro-voter reform after the 2022 midterms, the package is likely to pass. We have links to the bill's language, articles, and groups taking action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.
I'm Tom Rowe from Wave Farm with the Daily Radio News. Randy J. Stein reports in Radio World that the National Association of Broadcasters is not happy with new rules the Federal Communications Commission proposed to strengthen the process for identifying governmental entities' sponsorship of programming. The new rules are proposed after several foreign governments broadcast propaganda in the United States. For instance, in 2015, a California company, G&E Studio Broadcasting, in more than a dozen major cities was discovered to be backed by a subsidiary of the Chinese government. G&E Studio is 60% owned by a subsidiary of Chinese state-run radio broadcaster China Radio International. The National Association of Broadcasters does not seem to have an ideological opposition to the proposal, now before the FCC, but objects because broadcasters have to spend time and money to fill out forms and prove who owns their stations. An NAB statement on the issue said, quote, "We share the FCC's goal of ensuring the public understands when it is watching or listening to a foreign government-sponsored propaganda. While there are very few instances of this type of programming airing, we continue to work with the Commission to right-size its rules concerning on-air identification. The FCC can achieve its goals by placing regulatory burdens only on those airing such programming rather than the entire industry. The vast majority of broadcasters never has and never will air propaganda on behalf of a foreign government," unquote. So the FCC should just trust broadcasters to ask for regulatory burdens? Wouldn't a company broadcasting propaganda be incentivized not to ask for regulatory burdens? A first FCC attempt to adopt new disclosure requirements was overturned by federal appeals court in July 2022, with the court ruling the FCC had no authority to impose a verification requirement. Anyone can make a comment on the FCC's proposed MB Docket 20-299 by January 24th using the Commission's online system with a link on the Wave Farm newsroom. Go to wavefarm.org for more radio news.
Hello, and welcome to the better weather for Friday, January 13th. And for those superstitious types out there, don't worry. I'm sure this winter will continue to be warm and hassle-free. Was that a mirror? Anyway, local early morning temperatures range from 38 degrees in Voorheesville to 54 already in Copake. Regional average soil temperature is 36 degrees. And we have an official snow report in for 1 inch in Phoenicia and 1.1 inches in Great Barrington, Mass. Enjoy the warm temperatures while you still can. Temperatures peak at 10 a.m. hitting 51 degrees, then it drops, hitting the 30s by dark. Rain ends as snow, especially in the elevated areas, and all precipitation ceases by 10 p.m. We will see an overnight low of 27 degrees. Saturday will be windy. Wrap up well if you head out. Hats and gloves. We will get a high of 34 degrees at 3 p.m. Overnight, winds pick up a little and the temperature gently falls to 22 degrees. Sunday, still windy. High of 36, but the sun starts poking through, so don't forget the sunglasses if you're out trying to soak up some of the far and few photons. Monday looks dry, and we hit a high of 40 degrees. Sunset today will be at 4:31 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:17 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances have slipped to 15%, yet in the realm of sunspots, a new contender is expected to emerge, bringing those chances back up over the next few days. We also see Comet ZTF has reached perihelion. Its atmosphere is bursting and is almost visible to the naked eye, making it a great target for telescopes and binoculars. Solar wind speed is currently 413 kilometers per second at 5.3 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 MHz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2.6, quiet, and the current sunspot number is 151. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Hudson Valley-based band Garcia Peoples perform Saturday, January 14th, at Tubby's in Kingston. Garcia Peoples was formed in New Jersey by guitarist Tom Malak and Danny Arakaki, and later joined by Danny's brother Caesar on drums and Derek Spaldo on bass. Then they moved to the Hudson Valley and are now joined by keyboardist and multi-instrumentalist Pat Gubler from Copake and bassist Andy Cush. Garcia Peoples play at Tubby's in Kingston on Saturday, January 14th. Find out more about this event and many others on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Neva Wartell of Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
Podcasts get made locally at WGXC.org, as all WGXC's locally produced programs can be subscribed to and found in all the usual podcasting places. Tune in for a mind-expanding radio from local news to a travelogue of sounds, either live at 90.7 FM or anytime at WGXC.org.
Next up, we have brand new music from 2022 from Hudson-based band Buke and Gace and the So Percussion troupe that is largely based on the Bard College campus. This song is called Hold It In from Buke and Gace and So Percussion.
Thank you.
And you,
and you,
and you,
and you,
and you,
and you,
are listening,
are listening,
are listening,
are listening, are listening, are listening,
listening, listening,
listening,
listening,
listening.
You're listening to 90.7
Vin.
90.7 WGXC Acra Catskills.
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 Today.
East Durham.
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 Catskills.
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 Hudson Valley-based band Garcia Peoples perform Saturday, January 14th at Tubby's in Kingston. Garcia Peoples was formed in New Jersey by guitarist Tom Malak and Danny Arakaki, and later joined by Danny's brother Caesar on drums and Derek Spaldo on bass. Then they moved to the Hudson Valley and are now joined by keyboardist and multi-instrumentalist Pat Gubler from Copake and bassist Andy Cush. Garcia Peoples play at Tubby's in Kingston on Saturday, January 14th. Find out more about this event and many others on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
Next, we hear from a group with members of Dymaxion and Stereolab. They're called Ghost Power, and this is their 2022 album, Ghost Power, and the track Astral Melancholy Suite.
We'll be right back.
That was Astral Melancholy Suite from the 2022 album Ghost Power from the band Ghost Power, which includes members of Dymaxion and Stereolab.
When you walk through the streets of the city where we live, and I'm far away, I am with you even still. When you sleep in the bed in the house where we live, and I'm far away, I am with you even still.
Don't make a noise, don't make a sound. You know I'll always be around. I'll walk beside you in the street and keep you safe, your soul to keep. Cause you can always count on me. Try counting, baby, 1, 2, 3. And I'll be there to hold your hand. Cause you're my boy and I'm your man.
And I'll be there to hold your hand. Cause you're my boy and I'm your man.
We'll make a storm around the world. 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 We'll make a storm around the world.
When you walk through the streets of the city where we live, and I'm far away, I am with you even still. When you sleep in the bed in the house where we live, and I'm far away,
I'll make it so we both don't care. If people look or people stare, you know that you can count on me. Cause I'm the one in ecstasy. Said you know you can count on me. Cause I'm the one in ecstasy.
Said you know you can count on me. Cause I'm the one in ecstasy.
I'll walk the streets beside your name. I'll be the one for you to tame. And everything that's gone before will come right crashing to the floor. Cause love like ours will never die. We'll be the ones to up and fly. You're my girl and I'm your boy, and everything's a lot of joy. Cause you're my boy and I'm your girl, we'll make a storm around the world. Cause you're my girl and I'm your boy, and everything's a lot of joy. Cause you're my boy and I'm your girl, we'll make a storm around the world. Cause you're my boy and I'm your girl, we'll make a storm around the world. 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 Storm around the world, we'll make a storm around the world, we'll make a storm around the world, we'll make a storm around the world.
2022 music there from Chick Chick Chick. That's 3 exclamation points with Maria Azur helping with some vocals there with Storm Around the World. Here is 2022 music from Lucretia Dalt. This is an album that is a soundtrack. It's called The Seed, to a movie by Lucretia Dalt. This track, Leonid's Temple, features a tape loop by Aaron Dillaway.
Thank you.
That was Luminous Wind from the 2022 album All Summer Long Is Gone from Louis Bach on alto sax and PG6 from Copake on harp and synth. Here is a song from the 2022 album Agro Dulce from Karen and Peter, which is the duo that includes Columbia County-based poet Karen Schomer and sound artist Peter Taylor. This song is Taconic Gate from their album Agro Dulce.
Thank you for coming. The problem is, words no longer attach.